Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. An out-of-control bushfire in Victoria's east has more than tripled in size, with authorities warning people to leave. The fast-moving fire at Briagolong in the Gippsland region covered 5,000 hectares on Monday. But strong winds have fanned the flames, with the fire now stretching across about 17,000 hectares. Emergency warnings have been issued for the surrounding areas, with people in neighboring Stockdale and Stratford told to leave before conditions become too dangerous. Those in Briagolong have been urged to take shelter because it's too late to leave. Wind gusts of up to 80 kilometers per hour are making it difficult for more than 650 firefighters who are trying to contain the blaze. A tax on vacant residential land in Victoria will be broadened to try to force owners to develop their land or sell it to someone who will. Victoria's Treasurer Tim Pallas says legislation will be introduced to expand the vacant residential land tax to all of Victoria, including regional areas. The tax currently applies to residential properties across 16 Melbourne Metropolitan Councils that are unoccupied for more than 6 months a year. The change will come into effect from January 2025. Economists say interest rates will likely be left unchanged at the Reserve Bank of Australia's meeting later today. Australian borrowers are expected to be spared another rate rise after 12 rate increases in the last year of Dr. Philip Lowe's tenure. The board, now under Michelle Bullock's leadership, is expected to wait until the release of quarterly inflation figures on October 25 before it changes the rate. The RBA remains alert to anything that threatens its plan to bring down high inflation, especially after the monthly consumer price index increased unexpectedly in August. Executive Chairman of Yellow Brick Road Home Loans, Mike Bouris, has told Channel 9 the pressure has eased for the RBA as inflation heads in the right direction.
I think the RBA will probably, hopefully, look at it and say that the inflation is going the right direction. So whilst in the last inflation number, it kicked up a bit, a little bit more than they expected, there was a lot of extraneous events that made that happen. So I think they stripped those out and it's still heading in the right direction.
In cricket, Australia have received a masterclass from star West Indies player Hayley Matthews in the second T20 match against the team. Mrs. Matthews smashed a century, helping her team run down a target of 213 at North Sydney Oval on Monday. As a result, West Indies pulled off the biggest chase in women's 2020 international history. Australia captain Alyssa Healy has congratulated Mrs. Matthews on her performance and says her team has a lot of work to do ahead of the next four games.
When one and two players, I think Steph Taylor as well got going today, when two players get going on a wicket like that, I mean, you saw Phoebe and Georgia at the end It's pretty hard to stop, and if you're not quite executing with the ball, it makes it even harder, especially with only having four fielders out. So, look, fair play to them. I think it was an unbelievable knock. She came very close yesterday and threatened, but she's in some serious form, which we're going to have to contend with the next four games.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.